Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about what you can do with the Akashic Records, and we answer your questions. And your questions can range anywhere from why things are happening in your life the way they are, to why you chose the parents that you did, to why things are happening in the world the way they are, or how things work. And so we welcome your questions tonight. We absolutely welcome your questions. And we really want you to call in. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and I'm going to introduce a friend and student of mine, Nikki Lopresti, and Nikki's got some questions that she's going to ask. But don't let that stop you. We want you to call in with your questions or join in the discussions. And we want your input. Again, I'm a member of Akashic Record Consultants International. That website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And you can catch me at my website. It's akashicwisdom.com. Updating for the classes is by email to me, which is at info@akashicwisdom.com. And what I want to tell you is if you would like to email your questions tonight, you can certainly email your questions to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so we want to say hello, Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Donna.
How you doing?
Okay.
It's good. We had a good day today. Interesting day. Can you give the folks the numbers? Because I don't have them up on my screen.
Hang on one second, and I will. Yes, I'd like to call us today with, in the U.S., toll-free, call 877-876-5227. And in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free, call 888-815-9756. And if those lines are busy, our direct line is 530-876-3222.
And our area and our country code is 01 for those people out of the country. So, we had an interesting day today. This weekend I had a level 1 workshop, and we had a practice session for the Akashic Records level 2 folks last night. Which means that for those people who are in the Cleveland area, if you would like to have a flavor of what the Akashic Records is like, we have a level 2 students, and we do readings. It's by donation, and they're kind of mini readings. They're not a full hour or hour and a half, but you get a flavor of what it's like to have a consultation. And that happens. It's actually going to be happening more often now that I'm back in Cleveland for a while, so probably maybe once a month, once every other month, we'll get together. And then this morning, we had a matrix practice session, and that was very interesting. So we've had a busy weekend, and because of all these things that were going on, and there were some folks that were not able to make this weekend, this level one class here in Cleveland, I actually scheduled another level one class for next weekend. So if anybody's out there would like to travel to Cleveland or is in the Cleveland area and would like to learn how to open your own Akashic Records, you can certainly do that by giving me a call at 216-691-1233 for more information on that, or you can email me. Okay, so how was your day, Nikki? We had some major transformational energy work going on this morning, huh?
We did. And yeah. After that, I went home and went to sleep.
That would be a good thing. We were working with the Matrix this morning for Matrix Energetics. And if you're curious about that, that website is www.matrixenergetics.com. Dr. Richard Bartlett's work, and it's really phenomenal, cutting-edge work that I'm a certified practitioner of that work, the only one in Ohio, as a matter of fact. But that's not going to last too long because Nikki's going to be a certified practitioner coming up here in a few weeks. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
So, did you get any feedback from your friends that were here on the Matrix?
No, not as of yet. I'm sure we'll be hearing from them this week, though. I'm sure it seems like everyone really enjoyed it. Oh, actually, the one person, we had a friend in town, and who brought a friend with her, and he said the pain that he was feeling in his foot and ankle is completely unnoticeable when he left this afternoon when he left town. So.
Wow, that's great.
He was very pleased, yes.
That's good. Well, we want to give a good shout-out to all those folks who are at the practice sessions, both at the Akashic Record practice session last night as well as the Matrix this morning, and all the folks that were in our classes, and all the Level 2 folks and Matrix people that, you know, came forward and were doing their practice stuff. It's great. Good, good, good. So what's on board today? We have the records open, and we're ready for questions. So if you guys are out there, you got the numbers, give us a call. And what questions do you have for us tonight, Nikki?
Well, did you want to start with the question that someone had emailed you?
Sure, that sounds
like
an interesting question, unless you have something that you feel more pressing. Email questions are always fun.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm kidding. Well, or we can wait. We'll see. Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's ask. Well, I was I know a little while, about a month ago, I think we were talking about, you know, before New Year's, it was taking. We were kind of talking about preparing oneself for when you were kind of looking to take on new projects for the, you know, when people are making their New Year's resolutions and how
right.
they could support themselves in transitions they're making. Now they've had a month to many people that start, you know, at the first of the year to try and put these new things into practice. And I was wondering if people were coming into any roadblocks, but I was wondering what the record keepers could tell us about how it might be helpful for someone, like suggested steps that they could take to determine what thought patterns or beliefs or limiting patterns of others that they've maybe taken on and are holding, maybe even since childhood, or, you know, just of others around them, if they have any insight as to how to take steps to realize what these belief patterns are of someone else and not of yours, and that's kind of getting in the way of these new things you're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Bring that down a little
bit. But to rephrase that, all of that...
The reason I'm asking that is because there was a lady who actually... Well, there were many people, but this one gal that I haven't had a chance to get to that emailed me information... wanting to be helped with her goals, and I'm looking for that email right now, and I can't seem to find it. So I know that. So if you're out there, young lady, if you're out there and would like information about your goals to help you move forward, I think. Oh, here it is. It's Suzanne. I got it. So she sent me an email about different goals that she wants to attain, and she and I have not talked yet, but I'm looking forward to talking with her about her goals. And one of the things that what I see that she's doing here, though, is to answer. Wait a minute. Let me just kind of get clear about. Okay, we'll put her to a side for a second, and. Ask your question again.
Okay.
That's what I'm clearing that out. Okay. Ask your question again.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering how people can best look at what's going on in their life to determine if there are thought patterns and beliefs that they're taking on of others and holding of others that are not serving them any longer, and how they can determine to get rid of those.
Right. That's okay. That's a good question. And so here, all right, so that's, and ladies and gentlemen, what I want to tell you too as you're listening is that there may be some silence as I bring forth information from the records, and that silence is because I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So I have to wait for the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha to bring forth the information. I am not channeling. It's nothing is entering my body, so I really are taking over my energy. I really want you to know that. But this, here's the information that's coming forth on that. There are There are various levels of thought, and there's various levels of beliefs that get imprinted from the time we are in the womb. And these thought patterns and voices, if you will, we begin to store at various levels that then begin forming what the record keepers are calling the grooves, G-R-O-O-V-E-S, grooves of our belief systems. And many of these belief systems are unconscious, so that we're not even aware that we're operating from the place of these belief systems. So our mind may set goals and want to do one thing or another or many things. And we can even be aligned with our heart. With our heart and our mind are aligned. However, if there's an underlying belief system that's taking us off balance, it's almost like you literally get into a different rut, and that's what they're showing me. They're showing me like a person could be literally spinning their wheels and not knowing why they're not getting any traction, when in fact they're in the groove that is filled with the unsupportive beliefs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be helpful is to ferret out those unconscious beliefs that are running below the surface. Okay, that's interesting. Now, how do we do that? Okay, so how do we do that? So that's the question I'm asking the record keepers. Okay, so masters, teachers, and loved ones, lords of the Akasha, what suggested action steps can humans take to become aware of those unconscious beliefs that limit us? And how can we neutralize them? And so, I'm going to bring forth the information, Mickey, but give those numbers again while I wait for the information to come forward, please.
Okay. While you're waiting to hear the answer for this, and if you're thinking of some other questions to call, please give us a call when you have those questions at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. If either of those lines are busy, please call our direct line, 530-876-3222.
Okay, great. So now here's what the record keepers are saying. What they're saying is that it would be important for the individual to document their feelings when they feel stuck. And as they document their feelings when they feel stuck, or they feel that they are, and they're using the term in the mode of failure, by documenting their feelings, they can then move into the awareness of when at other times in their life they have felt those feelings. So, for example, if a person is feeling blocked around success in a business, and their feeling of frustration, they need to really be willing to look at where else in their life that they have felt that same frustration. And then by quieting themselves, move back to almost the original, the word is coming, source of that frustration. Because the block of success or the block of completion or just for example is a reminiscent feeling from childhood when the person couldn't get their way and what they were told about not getting their way and what they subsequently continue to tell themselves about not getting their way. That those statements, for example, are what has created the groove of thought pattern about why a person either can't move forward or feels stuck or blocked. It's because there is a underlying, they're using the word conversation, but it's really more about, it's funny because they're using the word conversation, but what they're showing me is a comment on a loop, very similar to like a tape recorder that a that keeps looping around and around,
mm-hmm.
and so the loop is what continues to reinforce the stagnation. Oh, I see. The loop reinforces the validation of the stagnation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And if not, okay, ask questions about it.
It's like you, because it's like when you're playing and you have the repeat button that just
right.
keeps going, so it just keeps replaying it and replaying it and replaying it and replaying
right.
it.
Exactly. And so every time you move back or try to move forward, you keep hearing that repeat button or that same so that same thing keeps being said to you. It's an underlying belief system that keeps being reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why people have a very deep sense of why they can't complete things, because as a kid, for example, they started out doing some stuff, and then they would get bored with it, and they would stop. And one or both parents would say, "You've got to finish what you start. What's wrong with you? You never finish what you start. You know, you cannot. You'll never be successful if you never finish what you start. You must finish what you start." And so what happens is the child digs his heels in and wants to rebel because he doesn't want to do, for whatever reason, he's bored, doesn't want to do it, just doesn't want to do it, does it out of reluctance, and then makes an internal decision based on those opinions that he'll never be successful because he doesn't finish what he starts. And that's what creates the pattern.
Yeah.
And so it goes way back to that.
Right.
So
right.
that's very interesting. Okay, we have
a
caller.
We have a call, but if they could just hold on one moment.
Just hold for 1 second. We just want to finish this.
Please,
this
important
exchange.
The important question then about this whole thing is when you recognize what's playing on the loop, how do you stop the loop playing?
Okay, so the way you stop the loop from playing is by getting clear about where you received that information to begin with. And then you ask yourself, is it, as now as an adult, is that true? and then move into and usually it's the answer is no, it's not true, and then you move into a corresponding, you ask to receive a corresponding belief system that is true, so that you always reinforce so that when that comes up, you have a new belief system that reinforces the old one to create a new groove. It's about awareness.
Right.
It's about awareness, being vigilantly aware, and being conscious enough of when that loop happens so that you say, oh, I remember you, I know this. This is familiar to me. And
right.
then you move into another belief.
Aware that it just no longer serves you.
That's right. No longer serves me.
It's somebody else's stuff. It's somebody else's beliefs, and it's not. It doesn't have to be yours any longer.
That's correct. Exactly.
Right.
And it has no more power or hold on you.
Right. Exactly.
You do not have to operate under that belief system, as a way of finding approval from a parent. I'll be with you in just a minute, caller. Just hold on for a minute. But what's also coming forward is there's a bit of a skewed idea that we as humans so deeply want approval from our parents that we will sometimes act in a negative way in order to fulfill the parent's expectation. So if the parent expects us to be a loser and not successful, or not finish things that we start, or whatever the pattern is, even though they have criticized us with it, there's a part of us that does not want to make our parent wrong. So we continue to move into that dysfunctional behavior in order to be able to make the parent right rather than make the parent wrong. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's very powerful.
Of course, this is something you're doing, you're not really fully aware
of. You're
not
conscious of it, that's right.
Subconsciously, but,
it's
but nonetheless, it occurs.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks for waiting, caller. How are you?
I do great. This is so great. I'm writing as fast as I can. So
you're writing as fast as you can.
I sent you an email, and I don't know if it came up yet or not.
No, I don't. Wait, let me just refresh, see what's going on here. Let me see. Did you send it to info@akashicwisdom.com?
I sent it to Akashic, I think, records at AOL or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me look at that one. I'll just have to. Anyway, hi. How are you?
Hi.
And who are you?
I'm doing great. It's always amazing. It's so timely. Something
you've listened before, is that right?
Yeah, and this was exactly like I'm stuck in this kind of loop. And my question was to you, why am I at where I'm at in this time of my life?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that was
okay.
My,
can I read your email? I've got it here.
Yeah.
You're Rebecca, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't read your full name, but is it okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Rebecca writes, not having, so she wants to understand why her life is the way it is. And the story is not having money for rent, no job, dog is sick, not knowing what I should do first, cleaning out household stuff, which job should I apply for, do I need to get rid of my dogs, move to an apartment out of the area. And then she says, I will call in, and here you are. Okay, So first of all, I need to share with you that the record keepers, and I think I've said this before, don't really tell you what to do because they won't take your power away that way.
Exactly.
You understand that way?
Okay.
However, what's really important here is that you understand, Rebecca, that you're in a very strong place of overwhelm to the point the picture they're showing me is that you're in such overwhelm that you have blinders not only on the sides of your eyes, but in front of your eyes as well.
Yes.
And so it's really like it's impossible to see the future or even what you should do today, even like for the day, which is like you get up in the morning and it's like to-do lists are awful because you don't know where to go first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
If I move, I have to get rid of this whole house full of stuff, and it just, yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all, I, the interesting thing what they're talking about is that you may want to get some money through eBay and selling the stuff off, you know, through the house.
Exactly. That's one of the things I need to do is post stuff. That's on my to-do list.
Right, right. And so that's number one, but before that,
Rebecca, take a moment right now and take a really deep breath.
Yeah, right.
And just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and just sit there and just kind of really relax and let that out and just settle in so you can really calmly receive the information. Thank you.
Okay, so what's going on here, honey, is you're trying to be right.
Okay.
You see?
Uh-huh.
And what's going on here is that it's not about being right. It's about being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that sounds like ludicrous in this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is that what they're saying here is the fact that you have no job is a gift.
Okay.
And that not having money for rent,
yeah,
although that may be scary,
mm-hmm.
There's something, and I don't know what they're talking about here, and you may know that, but there's a way of negotiating your way out of that.
Uh huh.
At least for a month or two.
Okay.
The other piece is, is the fact that your dog is sick. How many dogs do you have?
Three.
Okay, so the next thing they're suggesting is that you check into homeopathic remedies that will be less expensive than a vet.
I'm actually doing that.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, I'm working for trade with a vet for holistic stuff.
Great.
So that's right on target.
Okay, and then the other piece is, the stuff in your house, actually, what I'm hearing is it needs to go anyway.
Okay.
That this whole situation is a cleansing and a clearing for you.
Okay.
And that although the records don't talk about futures, what they really want you to do is look at this as a gift of time to reorganize your life,
okay,
based on what it is that you truly want to do, and it's really about cleaning house on a lot of different levels.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Pardon me?
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've been living in a house that my friends think is too expensive, but I live here because I want to have my dogs and I want to prove them right. And so,
you mean you want to prove them right or yourself right?
Well, I want to, I guess, to me it's important that I have my animals, but, you know, yeah, it's this whole kind of thing, and I know I need to get rid of stuff, and now I think I need to get rid of stuff because I'm going to move, but if I could afford
right.
to stay here, I'd like to stay here, you know, just, yeah.
But the issue is, the focus needs to shift
okay.
from looking at what you have to release,
okay.
what you have to let go of.
Okay.
And part of it may in fact be pride, but moreover, it's really about, again, they're talking about clearing your space.
Okay.
To clear a path to be able to receive more.
Okay. I guess my fear is I'm going to have to let go of some of my dogs, and that's what the whole thing is. You know, part of clearing might be letting go of some of them.
Well, that may be true. But that's not the issue here. Is
I got what you're saying.
Yeah, the issue is it's like you, if you, as long as you focus on that fear, and that lack, you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
It's gonna stop you. And so what the record keepers are saying is it's time to clear your stuff.
Okay.
Clear your, about clearing your field.
Okay.
And they're also talking about something about about as far as the dogs are concerned it's more about can you afford to keep them, but it's less about being a fear of not being able to afford to, and you may want to just they're talking about somehow it's not really a, they're talking about letting them go to a rescue house for a, but not to be rescued, but just to kind of give you some breathing room.
That is so amazing because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Where I work at the holistic vet, actually, some people have lost their animals, and I thought about asking them if they could help me out for a couple of months by just boarding a dog or two.
Yeah. It's almost like rent a puppy.
Yeah. The records are so right on.
Yeah. It's a bar. That's what they're calling it, rent a puppy. You know? It's the idea is that these people would not necessarily be dog sitting for you so much as you would be filling their lives by allowing your animal to comfort them.
And to give me some space.
Exactly. So it's a win-win situation.
And then may I say
sure.
And then when you have a little bit more space, and you realize it's really as I said at the beginning, to take a breath and slow down, take some time for yourself and spend some time with yourself.
Okay.
Getting really clear about what of all the stuff you have in your house do you want and why you want it, like why you are holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
To really look at why you think you need to have it or don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And get really clear about where you want to live and why, the why you want to do that, what is behind that.
Okay.
And really looking at that. And, you know, you said about how your friends say, oh, you know, you wouldn't be able to do this or do that. But, I mean, that's what their beliefs are. So it's why are you looking at their beliefs. So get really what you want, though, and then it doesn't matter what anybody else says is possible or not possible or what they believe or not believe.
Okay.
Get really clear about what you want so that you set the intention for this is what I want in my life.
Okay.
You know, the other thing, Rebecca, is that what I'm also hearing is that not only your dogs, bless their hearts, but also there are other things that are pulling your energy, and they're pulling your energy around what you think you quote-unquote should be doing. So you really want to look at the shoulds in your life that are pulling your energy. So, for example, which job should I apply for? It's not about being right. It's really about what do I want? Where do I want to place my energy? Where do I want to focus my energy? Where is my joy? But if you can hang on and clear your space, everything will be laid before you.
Okay, yeah, because I do have some things that I can put out there to the universe to bring money back, which could help me get through this month.
What city do you live in?
I live in Gilroy.
What state? I don't know where that is.
Oh, California.
Oh, okay. Is that near San Diego?
No, I'm by San Jose, San Francisco area.
Oh, okay, got
it.
Okay. Yeah, So there's things that you can be doing, yes, to bring your dollars in.
Okay.
So this should be this should have been of help to you.
Oh, I can't tell you the love that I feel for you being on the air and being able to help me through this. And the main key that you gave me was, it's okay to ask for help regarding taking care of my animals to create that space for myself so that I can make decisions that
absolutely
is going to be of highest universal, I don't want to say value to me and these three souls that I have in my life, if that was the right way to put it. So
right.
Yeah.
And the thing is but also when you find a place for them to stay for a while,
mm-hmm.
you need to talk to them first and tell them what's going to happen.
Don't just take them there. I would do that, and I may end up keeping the one who's not feeling as well, even to get rid of, just, you know, store a couple of them too.
Right. So the idea here is that what the dogs need to understand is they're going and they're going to stay at another location, another person's house,
mm-hmm.
in service to that person, not because you can't afford them.
Oh, or they're draining my energy. Okay. Okay.
You have to reframe it because you don't want them to feel less than.
I see what you're saying. Exactly. So it's not from a negative point.
Because the beings that are in those animals,
mm-hmm.
are service animals. They're service,
mm-hmm.
beings.
Okay.
They're healers.
Is it okay to tell them that they're servicing me by going and helping out these other people for a while?
But why even bother? Why not just say that you need that the part of their service is to go and be with these people?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being honest with them, but the reality is, and that's what the record keepers are saying.
Okay.
The reality is that if you look at it from a place of service, rather than couching it from a place of lack, if you come from a place of service rather than lack, you set a new paradigm together.
It's going to be fun for them.
Yeah,
Let them know it's going to be fun for them. You get to go and spend time with these other people. You're going to help them out, and they're going to really, really love you and have fun with you.
Yeah, and the other piece is if they go one at a time to these places,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be the alpha dog in every home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they're going to get all the attention. They won't have to share it.
That's what they totally are wanting to, and so
exactly.
I know that. So
right.
Okay. Thank you so much. This really helps me focus on that and to start doing some major things, which is really going to move some stuff to clear some energy.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's what's going on.
I'm focusing on the little dust bunnies underneath the bed, and I have, you know, big boxes in my living room that needs to be moved. I'm using that as a metaphor, but
yeah,
you know,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We can get caught up in such detail, and we miss the overall picture. So,
right.
And then, Rebecca, part of the overall picture, too, is that make sure you're taking time just personally for yourself, that you're doing something fun and good for yourself.
Okay.
And know something else. Every piece of thing, everything that you release,
mm-hmm.
you may want to look at it as a way of making you feel good about you.
Okay. Yeah, I have been in that spot. I have been
yeah.
there, and I've been sidetracked, and this will help me get back to get in
Great.
That spot again.
Great.
So I just couldn't see what was going on. The rain was coming down too much, and the wipers didn't work. So
that's for sure.
Thank
couldn't
you
see
so
the
much,
forest lady. For the trees. I got it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help, and I'm glad you found benefit from the record keepers. And if you find benefit from this program, we hope you tell your friends.
I do tell them, and I hope that they're listening. And I'll keep in touch with you gals and let you know how things are going. So
that'd
I
be
really
great. Love to hear
it.
From you.
Okay, mm-hmm. take care.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was great. It was a real good segue from what we were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if anybody else has any questions that have come up from listening to anything that Rebecca said, please feel free to call us toll-free at 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-0756. And our direct line is 530-876-3222. 01 is the country code.
Great. You know, I'm blessed. I'm going to be talking to some folks from Bermuda next week. And that's going to be so much fun. We're actually working together to... said I'll be going to Bermuda either in 2008 or sometime in 2009. So that would be,
that will be
that would
fun.
Be very interesting, you know. So, I'm excited about that. So I'm international is going to be the next way of putting it. That's great. So what's our next question?
In other words, you go wherever you're invited.
That's right. I do. Prayer, will travel.
That's right. Okay, well, based on this, this sort of segues into a little bit based on what we were discussing earlier. And this is maybe another way that record keepers can look at, you know, when we're taking on other people's beliefs, then we're not really being true to ourselves. So how can a human determine if you're being true to yourself? How can you notice about what you're feeling? What are suggested actions that someone could take to help them notice?
Okay. Well, before we got that question, we've got another caller.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll finish up that question either this time or the next time. But
sure.
Hi, caller.
I have it written down.
That's great. Hi, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Carl, and I live in California.
And yes, tell me your name again, Sharla?
Carla.
Carla, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Carla.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. It's the first time I'm going to be on the air.
Oh, well, I want you just to know that all you're doing is talking to me and Nikki, and it's just like having a conversation. So we just want you to know that you're held in lots of light and love, and we're so happy you decided to call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, what? I was... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was calling because I'm in kind of a difficult situation. Actually, I'm better than I have ever been, but I have too many questions because I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I have too many decisions to do. Like, I am going to move, but I wanted to move to the college apartment and dorm, but I find out that they close on the summer, so I'm wondering where to move or if I should move to another city or what to do. I talked to a psychic and she told me about this relationship that I was going to have, but nothing is happening. So,
right. Well, first of all, Carla, I think, is this the first time you listened to the program or have you listened before?
No, it's the first time.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of share with you a little bit about what we do and how we can help you. First of all, when we talk about the Akashic Records, are you familiar with the Akashic Records?
Yeah, I understand what. Okay.
The reason I'm saying that is because we're not psychic. We're not going to go from a psychic point of view. We're going to try to help you in the here and now with some suggestions about what suggested action steps you can take to move into a place of peace.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. So first of all, now, when you broke up with your boyfriend, were you guys living together? Is that the issue here?
Yeah, we are still living together. I mean, we are friends.
And did he move out, or do you have to move out?
No, I have to move out.
Okay. So, are you working?
Yes, I'm working, but my work closes every summer.
Okay.
Because I work in a preschool, so it closes every summer. So that is going to be probably or probably not a difficult time for me because I have to move and I would be probably without a job or I don't know yet because sometimes I stop, but it depends on them.
Well, what's coming forth from the record keepers is for you the number one thing that you need to know, whether you're ready to believe this or not. But what you need to know, Carla, is that you are a powerful woman.
Really?
Yes, it's absolutely true. You have power that you haven't even tapped yet. That's number one.
Thank you.
I want you to just feel that energy. Right now, I want you to just open your heart, just focus on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you just to know that you not only are a very powerful woman, but you have you have a deep connection with the divine that will assist you in everything that you need.
Okay.
I just want you to breathe that in. Just take a breath. And know that what you have to offer the world is very important.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just if you can, what we're doing now, what the record keepers are doing, is they're sending you energy to your heart.
Okay.
And we want you to know how precious you are. We want you to know you are not alone.
Thank you.
And we want you to know that this is a time for you to truly stand in your own power.
Okay.
And it is also a time that you can stand tall. And know that you can do this. It's not about finding another relationship right away. It's
okay.
about creating the relationship with yourself.
Okay.
And the other thing that they want to share with you is that you have the ability to not only find a place to live, possibly even with a housemate or a roommate, but also that you have the ability to plan and save so that in those 3 months when you're not in school, you have the ability to move into or to be in a place financially that you won't have to rely on anyone else.
Okay.
Because there are summer jobs you can get.
Yeah.
And it's about really creating a plan.
Okay. I also have a question because I just found out that the apartments were just open, or that there is a place on the apartment for me, on the dorms for me. But
I can't, we have got a bad connection. You found an apartment, and what else did you say, hon?
No, the dorms on the college have called me that there is a place for me there, but I don't know if I should move right away because I can still be here.
You cannot what?
I can still live with my ex-boyfriend for a while. He's okay with that, and actually that would benefit him too. Or I can move right away, but it's going to be only for 4 months, and then I have to look for another place. Because summer comes.
When you stay with your boyfriend and you're not together anymore, how does that make you feel?
Oh, well, it's kind of, I don't know. No, I know, but I don't feel bad. I just feel that the only thing I feel is that I cannot turn the page, or I cannot start other relationships. But if it's not time for that, maybe that's good.
Right. And there was like, what if he wants to have a relationship with someone else? Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay, but I don't know if she's going to be okay.
No. If he wants to have a relationship with someone else.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm okay with that. It's just that for the person it's going to be difficult because we are living together. I mean, for the other person.
Yeah, but did you hear, I mean, Carla, you said, you know, it's difficult then for you to turn the page. It's difficult for you to go on if you're still living there. So
right.
It's like you're staying stuck on that page. But so I'm really getting, I think that, you know, think about what you just said right there. And if you want to stay stuck on that page or not, or would you like to move forward and maybe move into this other space for a while and just have your own space?
Yeah, I would like to do that. But, well, it's just that there is another problem. when I moved here, he bought this trailer because I was going to stay with him. And then I decided not to, and he cannot stay the trailer alone.
So he's so you need to help him pay for the trailer, is that right?
Yeah. That's, I mean, for the trailer park, that's like that's because I give my word, I feel like that, something like that.
Okay, so here's what was coming forward from the records.
Okay.
It's going to be very important for you, Carla,
mm-hmm.
for you to decide for you what do you want to do. If your boyfriend has clearly said that the relationship is over, and
yeah.
he's not into you anymore, that he doesn't want to be with you anymore, then to prolong, to stay with him, to help him out, isn't helping you or him because emotionally you're not getting what you need.
Yeah, I understand.
And so it's really going to be important for you now to begin to decide what it is you truly want. And then take action. And what I'm hearing is, up to this point, you've relied on him to emotionally take care of you, and he still really hasn't been there for you.
Yeah, that's
right.
Is
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the question you need to ask yourself is, whether you're with him or whether you're not, what have you got to lose?
What do you mean?
What that means is that if you're in a relationship that is not a fulfilling relationship.
Oh yeah.
Why are you there? And the fact that it may not be a relationship you want to stay in, but you're going to, in other words, like you could stay with him, and the next thing you know, he wants you to leave come summer. You wouldn't have a place to stay in summer either.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you found a place now, you have a chance to you know, are you going to save money by staying with him so that you can find a place of your own?
Well, no, not really.
Right. So you're going to have to pay rent whether you're with him or without him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So here's what here's what I'd like to suggest. We're
mm-hmm.
running out of time now, and I really have to close out the show. And the record keepers, this is not about fixing you. It's about helping you make the decisions that are going to best support you. So what I would like to suggest is that you give me a call at my private number, and we can talk.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and that number is 216-691-1233.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carla.
Thank
you so much for calling. See, that wasn't so hot, tough, was it?
No.
Okay, all right, will you be well?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm looking forward to your call.
Okay, I will call.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. All right, well, it's now 11:54. Well, that's in Cleveland time anyway.
Right.
That's California, it's 8:54. We're going to have to sign off. Nikki, any closing remarks?
Thank you for Carla for calling in for the first time. We're so glad that she listened for the first time tonight. And hopefully some of these things will give her something to think about, and she can tell others to do the same and listen. And maybe you'd like to tell people about the Level 1 in Cleveland next weekend, Donna.
Right. We're going to do a Level 1 in Cleveland, and there's a Level 2 coming up in Louisville in April. And I know – whoops, there's going to – that was a beep. And we want to really let you know that we have other classes coming up, and so if that's of interest to you, we'd like you to please give us a call at 216-691-1233 or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, we have to shut this wonderful program down right now, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones, And I want to thank Nikki for being on the air. And before I even close that out, thanks, Nikki, for asking the wonderful questions and helping out here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. And you want to give your number, too, if somebody wants to call you?
Sure. If anybody is interested in calling me for an Akashic Records consultation, you can reach me at 216-374-2906.
Great. Okay, so at this point, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And we ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the divine, into the heart of the divine. Have a great week, everyone. We look forward to hearing from you next week. And feel free to email those questions in between. Love to talk to you all. Good night. Bye-bye.